Welcome to the podcast of Lansdowne United Methodist Church. We're so glad that you're joining us online. Today's message by Pastor David Jacobson is entitled Walking on Water, Reflections from a First Timer, and is based on Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33, which read as follows. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Well, thanks for inviting me here this morning. This really is a very interesting building you have here. We don't really have anything like it where I'm from. I mean, sometimes we meet in people's houses, or a lot of the time we actually just meet outdoors. You look confused. Of course, I should introduce myself. My name's Simon. Well, it used to be Simon, but now my name's Peter. I'm a disciple of Jesus. Jesus gave me that name. It means rock. I think he calls me Peter because he knows my faith is rock solid. Well, at least most of the time. I don't take too many speaking engagements, well, with, you know, all the Kingdom of God work that we're doing around Galilee these days. Besides, I'm not really that great of a speaker. I'm just a fisherman, after all. Well, at least that's what I used to be until I started following Jesus. He came to me and my brother Andrew, and we were just at work one day, fishing. He told us that if we followed him, he'd teach us how to catch people instead of fish. So that's what we've been doing. Besides, I was asked to come here today to talk to you about something that happened to me just a few days ago. You are going to love this. I mean, we've seen a lot of amazing things since we've been following Jesus, but so far, this one takes the cake if you ask me. I'll just cut to the best part. I can walk on water. Well, sort of. I did it for a little bit. I can't really remember how long, but I did it. And I'm sure that, you know, as time goes by, people are probably just going to remember that I sunk at some point, but, you know, and they'll probably make fun of me because, you know, I have such a little faith and all. But when they do that, just ask yourself something. How much water have they walked on? Don't get me wrong, I made some mistakes, and I understand some things now that I didn't a few days ago, and so I think with that knowledge and experience, maybe I can help you walk on water too. So that's my goal for today. After I'm done talking, you should all be ready to go for a walk, because I'm going to give you Peter's 7 simple steps to walking on water. Are you ready for this? Step number 1, realize that you cannot walk on water. Not even a little bit. This isn't the power of positive thinking. You really, really, really cannot do it. In that way, it's actually not all that different from all the other stuff we do with Jesus. Jesus sent the 12 of us to cast out evil spirits and cure sicknesses. Well, do you know what? I can't cast out evil spirits. I can't cure sickness. But Jesus gave us authority to do those things. And so we went out and we did them.
Let me give you a little bit of backstory about the day that I walked on water. We'd just gotten some really bad news. Herod murdered John the Baptist, as I'm sure you've all heard by now. Man, that hurt us a lot, since we're all in the same business of proclaiming the kingdom of God. Maybe that's why it hit Jesus especially hard. When he heard about John, he went away to a deserted place to pray. And we tagged along, of course, as we usually do. Jesus prays all the time, but he seems to take special time away to pray when he's about to do something particularly amazing. And so I've been doing that a lot more myself lately. I'm not where I need to be yet, you know, but I'm a lot better off than I used to be. So step one in my seven simple steps is to realize that you can't walk on water. So step two, pray. We face a lot of obstacles as we're going about doing our kingdom work, and we butt up against the impossible pretty quickly. God is the only one who can truly do the impossible, because everything is possible for God. And so if God is going to use us to do the impossible, we have to pray. I mean, that seems pretty basic, doesn't it? In any event, the crowds followed Jesus to the place where he'd gone to pray. Jesus starts healing the people. And after he's been at for a while, we realize how late it is. And the people are hungry, and we didn't have anything more than 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And I guess you heard this story already. But, we ended up feeding more than 5,000 people. I don't know how it happened. All I know is that when we pray and Jesus is involved, the impossible becomes possible. And the supernatural becomes normal. Well, almost. Okay, so Peter's third simple step to walking on water: do what Jesus tells you to do. I have to admit, I am still learning to just do what Jesus says and to not ask questions. After everyone from that crowd had eaten and we collected all the leftovers, Jesus had me and the other disciples leave him and go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee while he dismissed the crowds. Well, actually, I didn't say that strong enough. Jesus made us go to the other side. Look, I'm a fisherman, as I told you, and I looked at that sky that night, and I smelled that air, and I said, no way am I going out in that water tonight. It's going to get nasty out there, where the wind is probably going to pick up right when we're halfway across the sea, and we're going to be in for a battle. And I knew it, and I went to say something to Jesus, but I think he read my mind, and that's why I said he made us go to the other side. I'm learning this lesson over and over again. You got to stop thinking that I have to stop thinking I know Jesus, that I know better than Jesus. I'm just learning to trust Jesus. I mean, isn't that what faith is after all? He puts me in a lot of situations I never would have been in if it weren't for him. He sent me out traveling with no money, no change of clothes, not even a staff. We were totally at the mercy and the hospitality of those who would receive our message about the kingdom of God. But the results were amazing. Now, I'll tell you what, before I met Jesus, I didn't really have much faith at all. But once I actually started doing what he told me to do, my faith grew. I mean, you know why? Before, I wasn't really doing anything that required faith. If I couldn't do it myself, I didn't do it. But now I'm stepping out in faith more and more and finding that Jesus' words are always true. So like I was saying, Jesus made us go out in the water so that we could really, really, so that he could really, really get alone to pray. I mean, I can't remember a time since we started following him when he wouldn't let us stay near him. But part of him understood how much he needed to pray in that moment. So I think that was part of it, but I think he also sent us ahead across the lake to teach us that he's never actually going to abandon us, you know? Because, well, you know, we've been rowing for hours and hours, and just like I thought, the wind started to pick up. And guess where we were? That's right in the middle of the sea. And it was hard to trust Jesus then. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, the last time we were caught in a storm on the sea, at least Jesus was in the boat with us. But this time, it seemed like we were all alone, and the hours started passing. I started thinking to myself, where is Jesus? So that's step four, I think, to walking on water. Know that Jesus hasn't abandoned you. We went to cross over the sea as it was getting dark, and it wasn't until the fourth watch of the night that there was any sign of him. I think that's something like, you call that like 3 to 6 in the morning. So Jesus must have been praying by himself for something like 6 or 7 hours. But one thing I learned that night is that if you believe that Jesus won't abandon you, it means that he can show up at any time, and probably in a way that you weren't expecting. So it was after 3 in the morning when we saw him walking on the sea toward us. And I wish I could tell you that I immediately knew it was him. But honestly, we all thought it was a ghost, and we were terrified. I bet they heard our screams from the shore. And as soon as we screamed, though, Jesus spoke to us, and he told us not to be afraid. It's me, he said. And that's actually related to simple step number 5. Get to know Jesus' voice. Again, I'm still a work in progress. I'm pretty sure when I heard that voice, you know, I was pretty sure it was Jesus, but I just wanted that extra confirmation. So, you know, I know it seems like sometimes Jesus can be really hard on his disciples, but he's really so patient with me. I've been walking and talking with him for over a year, and even now I have trouble recognizing his voice sometimes. He's just so patient that he lets me ask for confirmation. And I just wanted to be with Jesus so badly, so I thought, you know, I said, well, he's usually got me walking to some place I'd never want to be without him, and so it would be just like him to call me out on the water. You know, wind, waves like they are. It seems like the last place I'd want to be. I said, if he calls me out there, I'll come to him. And when he said, come, I knew it was him. Which brings me to step 6, to walking on the water. I think you could say it's the most important step. It's the step out of the boat. Get out of the boat. That's one step, literally, that will change your life. I'm following Jesus because I don't want to live a life that's safe for the sake of safety itself. I want to live boldly. And when you're on the water and there are troubles all around you, it can be really, really tempting not to step out. To step out in faith. But once Jesus has called you to something, if it's Jesus calling you, you've got to do it, no matter how crazy it seems. Even if you feel like you're probably going to fail from that very first step. But you know what? I didn't fail on step 1. Step 2 worked out too. Past that, I honestly can't remember. I mean, the other disciples say I walked on water, which I figure means that I took at least 2 steps. But all I know is that I was far enough away from the boat that I couldn't grab it safely to save my life. Which brings me to step 7 of Peter's 7 simple steps to walking on water. Keep your eyes on Jesus. This has probably happened to you before. You know, the word and the gaze of Jesus draws you to step out in faith to be where Jesus is, but then you lose your focus. You forget about the one who's holding you up, and you focus on the impossibility of the task. Maybe it comes back to step 1, knowing that you can't walk on the water, not even a little bit. Unless the power of God is with you. Well, that's basically what happened to me. I told you, I mean, I'm still a work in progress. I took a few steps and I got scared and I started to sink. I might not be the smartest person out there, but I'll tell you this, when I get into trouble, I just call out to Jesus. And it's just like the prophet Joel says. He said, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Well, that's exactly what happened. No sooner had I opened my mouth to call out to Jesus that he was right there at my side, lifting me up. And when we got back into the boat, I thought about Job's description of the Lord God as the one who trampled the waves of the sea. This Jesus, can there be any doubt who he is? And so right there on that boat, the 12 of us bowed down and we worshiped him. We had all come to the same conclusion. And so we said to him, you must be God's son. I have a feeling he's going to call me out on the water again. Soon. In fact, I think all of us are getting called out on the water. You might have realized this by now, but my 7 simple steps aren't just steps for walking on water. They're steps to a faithful journey as a disciple of Jesus. Every single day that we follow Jesus, we face tasks that are impossible without God's help. And let's just be honest with ourselves, if we're not bumping up against something that seems impossible, we probably haven't really stepped out of the boat yet. So let's go over those 7 simple steps again. 1, realize that you can't walk on water, not even a little bit, unless God is empowering you. 2, pray. 3, do what Jesus tells you to do. 4, know that whatever is going on, Jesus has not abandoned you. 5, get to know Jesus' voice. 6, get out of the boat. 7, keep your eyes on Jesus. I mean, you know I'm no one special. I'm just like you. But by following these simple steps, I've been able to do some amazing things. I mean, without Jesus, I would be running away from all these dangerous situations and dangerous people. But I know now that Jesus is never going to abandon me in the place where he tells me to go. And so, to you group of very different looking believers, I just want to give you this blessing. May you obediently step out of the boat into the impossible situations into which Jesus is calling you. May you fix your eyes on Jesus, the one through whom all things are possible. And may you trample on all the chaos in the world, just like Jesus trampled on the water, with faith that overcomes, for the glory of God. Amen.